Welcome to your new favorite ladies' night, where two friends since childhood discuss life over wine. Sometimes we agree, but it's usually black and white. Are you ready for this episode? If so, grab a glass and let's go. Oh, friend, it's Valentine's Day.
Hey, girl, hey. Oh, wait, stop. Look at me. I'm looking at you deep in your eyes right now.
Because
I know you love the PDA and the touchy-feely. Let me give you a hug.
No virtual hugs for me. I didn't even like those when they were a thing.
Ugh, rude. Here I am, professing my love for you, confessing my love for you. And speaking of love, I'm jumping right in. Travis and Tay-Tay.
Oh, okay. Are you obsessed with them now?
I kind of am. I mean, the way they look at each other, I think I'm here for this. And everybody is so mad about it. So that might be why I like it so much too, you know, because I like, So, the Super Bowl party that they were at, getting their, their dance on, it looked like a good time. I'm here for it. I love the way they look at each other. I think it's real. I think this is it. She's finally found her man, and he's finally found somebody he's ready to settle down with, like, for real, for real. He got the Stanley, y'all, the green one. That is a cute color.
I had a pink one on for today. My pink
you
one's
should have.
It's being washed.
Lord, you're ready for St. Patrick's Day, though.
Yeah.
All right, friend. I just wanted to put that out there that I love love for Taylor and Travis.
I feel like I'm such a bummer because I just don't care. Like, I'm one of those people that I don't really care about the celebrity world, I guess. I like their outfits. Like, some of them, I like how they dress and stuff like that, but I'm just never been that person that's like, oh my God, so-and-so, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and
I don't
same.
dislike it. I'm just like, okay,
Don't
well, there's
care.
two human beings that love each other that just happen to be on TV. Okay.
Yeah, I feel that. That's usually how I am too, but I think I'm drawn to this because it's all the hoopla right now. So I was annoyed at first, but now I'm like, oh, okay. I do think it's going to die down though. Like everybody can't be this interested forever because it's, like you said, it's two people who are in a relationship who are going to be. And if there's no drama, nobody's going to care anyway. It's new right now. So, I give it a month or so, or until they are engaged, nobody's going to care anymore.
Right. Exactly. They'll be moving on to the next thing.
Right.
So on this day of love, you and your husband, do you guys celebrate Valentine's Day?
We do. We do. We do the gift thing. And we used to go out to dinner and do like a expensive, fancy dinner because outside of like a special occasion, we're kind of, I wouldn't say cheap, but we're not about to go and drop $100, $200 on a dinner. No way. Right. But for like an anniversary or something like that, we may. But recently, I'd say maybe the last couple of years, we've just been kind of taking that money, not necessarily that much money, but like going and like getting us a good steak, some crab legs, like all of the stuff, and then just cooking it at home, drinking your wine at home. He has his drink, his whiskey or whatever. So that's kind of what we've been doing. And we actually went last night, got some steaks from Hy-Vee, like the good steaks, and went to, Fairway Meat Market, got big king crabs and stuff, and spent about the same that we would, and probably a lot less. We got dessert, we got appetizers, the whole shebang. So that's what we're going to do tonight. The kid's going to be off doing her Valentine's Day thing with her friends. So we'll have the house all alone. We did gifts this morning. We always do gifts, like we put them out before the other person wakes up, even for the kid. She has her gifts. He gets her a little something. I get her a little something, and then she wakes up to it. And then when I woke up, my little stuff was there. And then when he woke up, he got his. So, yeah, so that's a tradition that we do every year.
Cute. I love it.
What about y'all? Do gifts. You don't like gifts, right? Or did I make that up?
I mean, I always like gifts. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
There's somebody in my life who doesn't. Know who it is now. They don't do gifts at all. They just go do like an experience together, like axe throwing or something like that.
Yeah, it's not that huge for us. He'll usually get me flowers or something. We don't go out. We have no lives until sports die down a little bit
I'm about to
anyway.
say, you do have lives. They just revolve around sports.
Right. Like outside of sports, there's nothing happening for quite a while, but I always make sure the kids have something and
Now, do you still do for the big kid?
attention.
How old is she now? 21, 22?
22. She'll be 23 this year. I
Right
know we're
before.
old. I always just send her a digital Starbucks gift card because she's an
Nice.
adult, but she goes to Starbucks all the time. And so that's what, since it's instead of candy, Valentine's Day and Halloween and St. Patrick's Day, I always send her Starbucks.
Love it. Love
And the
it.
St. Patrick's Day, I always am like, I bet you need this tomorrow because, she'll go drink.
Right. I love it.
So
That's
that's her
awesome.
candy for me is coffee because she loves all that foo-foo shit. No.
So what do you do for the little one? Because I know that with her type one, do you still get her a whole bunch of candy and stuff?
I do because she can eat whatever. She just has to give herself insulin.
Gotcha.
So I do something different kind of every year. When my oldest was her age, middle school and just a new teenager, I would always get her flowers and a card. But my little one's not into flowers. She could care less about those. So I just get her a big bag of treats. I got her a gift card to Target because she likes to go get some stuff there. And I got her a big bag of Takis. She loves chocolate rice cakes. So I got her a big thing of chocolate rice cakes, some Reese's peanut butter cups, and then some hair stuff she's been wanting, and I just put it in a bag.
Okay, so with the chocolate rice cakes, I love those too. One of my favorite snacks is like the apple cinnamon ones or the chocolate one with some peanut butter on it. Has she done that? Yeah,
Yeah, she likes
that's
to
my
put peanut
jam.
butter on it. Yeah, she'll put peanut butter on it, and maybe sometimes some berries or something. But she, and then sometimes she'll just eat it by itself. But she loves the chocolate ones. And we were shopping the other day at the store. She was with me and she went to get rice cakes. And she was like, oh, they're all out of chocolate because those are the only ones she'll eat. So when I went and got her Valentine's stuff, I seen the chocolate rice cakes. So I got her a big old package of them.
Oh, good.
Because
Good,
I'm a
good, good.
sweet person.
Sometimes.
That's what I do out here. Speaking of
Trying, y'all.
that Super Bowl shenanigans, what do you think of the halftime show?
You know, at first, when you text me about it, I was severely underwhelmed. I was just expecting more. I think that what got me was like the one line per song. Like I was ready to get into it. And you know, I know all the words to Usher, you know what I'm saying? But like after I text you, I was like, okay, I liked it. I enjoyed it. But the highlight for me was Alicia Keys because those
In
notes,
a good way?
bless her heart, being completely facetious. Like, no.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm like, that was your highlight, girl. Because no, that was a
Oh, my highlight, yes, a huge miss. That dress was on point. That dress was beautiful. My highlight, though, I loved seeing Ludacris. I
That
thought
was my
that he
favorite
really
part.
brought it. Was it? Yeah. Can we talk about CeeLo Green? Oh, wait. Hold on.
AKA Jermaine Dupri.
I swear I didn't mean to do that. I just had it on my head that that's who he looked like. I did not mean to do that.
That's who I thought
But,
it was too, till he opened his
girl,
mouth and I heard his voice.
it still didn't compute for me. Like Facebook told me it was JD. I thought it was CeeLo Green. I was like, oh, that's interesting. And look at those church socks that I wore like from 82 to 92, right? Maybe 94,
The
right?
Bobby socks, girl.
Because I had them and I had those shoes.
And
That
the
was with
shoes.
my Easter outfit every year for all the years until I became a teenager, I'm sure. But girl, I was like, oh, that's JD. Look at him. Yikes.
Looking like a whole pilgrim.
A whole one, girl. Yes. Excuse me. But I did enjoy the show. I think that he did a lot of things that would have been hard for a lot of people to do, like the skates and all that. And it was good. It was good. It wasn't my most favorite. I know it's been a lot of people I saw online think it's the best one ever. I don't know if I agree with
I
that, but it's
was
probably
so
top
surprised by
five.
that. because I was like, now that's a stretch. Y'all are just really trying to give this way too much credit. Because no, that was not the best one ever.
Yeah, what do you
Maybe in
think?
their eyes.
When we text each other, you were like, no, this ain't it. Did you feel the same way at by the end? Or did you did?
Yep, I stand on business. No.
Huh?
yeah, I the only thing I liked was the last song with Lil Jon and Ludacris.
Yeah, that was good.
That
I
I
thought
liked
it
that
was,
part, but that was it.
yeah, I think I wish that there was more of the songs. It would have been, I would have gotten into it a lot earlier if it wasn't like one word. And like the My Boo song, that has just never been a banger for me. Like it's an okay song, it's fine, but I was never like singing my heart out to that song. So I feel like they did that song for a very long time. I saw Instagram yesterday or some type of reel that said that something along the lines of Alicia Keys looking like a crab, like the way she was walking around, it with her red on. Oh, girl, I'll have
Yeah.
to send it to you. I died. I'll have to post it in the group. But yeah, I mean, it was fine. It was a good game too. Good Super Bowl game down to the last second.
That was a good game. I went to bed when it went into overtime because I couldn't keep my eyes open no more. And I was like, I gotta go to sleep. This is doing too much. I got shit to do in the morning. So
I
may
feel
God
you.
be with you. I'm going to bed.
Good night.
Whoever wins, wins. Goodbye.
I hope you had fun. Both teams had fun. All
Right.
right.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
No, Super Bowl halftime show wasn't it for me. Who's your favorite all-time halftime show so far?
You put me on the spot there. I really liked, but I'm also a huge fan of hers. Lady Gaga is up there for me.
Okay.
Also, I loved Beyonce's. Oh, my favorite of all time is probably the Snoop, Dre, Eminem one, Mary J. 50.
Okay.
That's probably my favorite one of all time. Like, I honestly probably haven't seen all of the Super Bowl performances. I mean, I just started liking football
Two
very
days ago.
recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Since I got with my husband, he's a huge sports fan, so I happen to see a lot of sports now.
Right.
And so I haven't seen them all. I heard the Michael Jackson one was amazing. Prince. Oh, the JT one. I did see that one. That was a good one. But I'd have to say my top one is the rapping one. What about you?
My all-time favorite was Bruno Mars.
I don't remember that one. That was
You
somebody
gotta
else's
watch it
top five.
on YouTube. Like, I could literally watch it over and over again because he is so talented and he's
He
such a great
really
performer.
is.
He's
He
a great
really is.
performer.
I used to say like he's the next Michael Jackson. Like he'll be global. Everybody will know who he is. And I hope that that happens for him. I do think a lot of people know who he is, but I feel like he should be way bigger than what he is because he is crazy insane. He's insanely talented. I
I'm gonna
agree.
post the video of it in the in our Facebook
Yes.
so people can
Please
watch it
do.
and see. Cause that was
Yeah.
a halftime show, honey. That was
I
good.
don't think I remember that one. So yeah, post it.
That was a good one. Okay. Also another topic of love.
Look at this love day.
I'm so loving.
Oh,
Okay,
Lord.
have you watched the Netflix documentary Lover, Stalker,
Oh,
Killer?
I
Or however
did.
you can
Yes.
we talk about it since you've watched it?
But I don't know. Do we have time? Do you want to just try to get through it, or do you think we should make that
Yeah.
a separate
We can
special
make it
episode?
short and to
Okay.
the point.
Okay.
Okay. How crazy. So it takes place in our city,
Omaha,
Omaha,
Nebraska.
Nebraska, and in Council Bluffs, Iowa. And that's
Which
a little
is
small town in Iowa.
20 minutes away, depending
Right
on where you
over the
are.
bridge.
Super close.
Why did I never know this happened?
Okay, same. But I've got friends who were texting me like, yeah, I saw the Dateline special, or I remember when this happened. I was like, really? I had no idea that this happened. But yeah, apparently it's, I mean, obviously, it was a big, big story, a big thing that happened here, and Dateline covered it the whole nine, 2020, somebody.
And it's the craziest shit I've ever heard of in my entire life. Like, the story
Yes.
is something out of like a Law and Order episode, like something you wouldn't even think would be real
The
life.
twists and turns in this thing
Yes.
It was insane. So it's kind of like a, it's not, I wouldn't call it a thruple, but like three people. So it's the guy who was doing the internet dating, meets a chick, and then what happens, something happens with that chick where he's just not feeling it type of thing.
Well, he was feeling it, but he was still dating around, didn't want to be serious.
That's right.
So,
And she did.
yeah.
She
And
did.
she, well,
So,
she told him she was cool with that.
yes. Right.
Yeah.
And then pretty instantly, she decided she wanted this. And so he let her down as he should have and was like, yep, this is not what I'm looking for, because he had like just come off of a divorce and starting over and stuff. So I think he's got two kids. So he lets her down. Okay, fine. Then he gets with the next chick. And then this chick seems like she's a good time, right? She's smart, because this is, what's her name? Charity, Chastity, Carrie?
Carrie.
Carrie. So you know my memory is terrible, so you might have to jump in here. But he gets with her, and then all of a sudden, I think the other girl's name was Liz, wasn't it?
Yes.
And so Liz comes back in the picture, texting him like, you ruined my life, blah, blah, blah. Mind you, they'd been together, what was it, like 2 weeks? Well, not even together, but like hanging
Well, it
out.
was Carrie doing that.
Well, right, but that was the twist. But
Yeah.
we think, until we find out that it's really her, we think that it's
Yeah.
Liz
No, we
being
think it's
crazy.
Carrie.
We think it's Carrie. Okay, see, you do it,
Yep.
because you know my mind is all over the place.
So this dude is like dating this chick Liz, and she's cool with whatever. So he's cool with whatever. Then he starts dating this chick Carrie for 2 weeks, and she's the one who says to him, "Hey, this is just gonna be a good time. I'm not looking for nothing. I'm newly divorced. I got a kid. That's it." And he's like, "Cool, that's exactly what I want." And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she starts texting him. See, the women had seen each other at some point.
Yes, but
Yeah.
not, it wasn't supposed to
It
happen
was
that
just in
way.
passing, right? It was
Like
in passing.
he was already done with the other chick, but she
Right.
showed up while the other chick was at the apartment talking about some, I need to get something out of your apartment. Like I
Right.
left something there, like a coat or something, whatever.
Right. So the 2 week girl, Carrie, starts texting him crazy out of nowhere. Well, we should move in together and all this stuff. And he's like, "What you're the one who told me you didn't want nothing, you know?"
Right.
And all of a sudden starts to stalk him. And turns out that, you know, she's doing crazy shit. She lights Liz's house on fire, kills all of her
In
animals. Luckily, her
cars.
kids weren't home, keys her car, starts threatening his baby mama, his ex-wife, talking about, "I'm gonna slit your kids' throats and I'm gonna slit your throat," just crazy shit. But Carrie's missing while she's doing all this. She's just out here hiding and shit. Her family don't know where she is, her own son hasn't seen her. And it just takes so many crazy twists and turns, and it just turns out to be Liz the whole time, pretending to be Carrie. And this
And
bitch here is Carrie.
then burned her own house
Burned
down,
her own house and killed her own pets.
killed her own pets. I
Now,
mean,
I think everyone should watch it. Just because to see the details and how it unfolds is just unreal. But I will say I researched some stuff after I watched it.
oh,
And Liz is obviously in prison now.
forever, right? Isn't she your
Yes.
life?
Yes. But back in the day, she was married, right?
Oh, okay.
And she had a baby that died. And she blamed it on
Oh.
the husband, testified against the husband. The husband's been in prison all this time. Now they're
Oh.
going back to relook into the case, thinking maybe he was innocent and she's the
And
one who
she
killed the
didn't.
baby and framed. Girl, I'm
Stop
telling you.
it. Stop it right now.
Liz is the devil himself on planet Earth. She, yeah, yes.
Shut up.
Yes. Yes. So
Oh
I want to
my
follow
gosh.
that now. So everybody watch the Netflix.
Yes.
And then I'm going
I'm
to start
gonna.
following this story because I want to know.
Yes, I do too. I'm gonna put a spoiler alert just in our notes too. So hopefully people see that just in case they don't want to know the
Yeah.
spoiler. So, or maybe I'll find it and yeah, I'll figure that out. Because,
Sounds
like,
good.
because it flipping and it being actually Liz or whoever it was, you know, I get them confused. That completely threw me, like mouth
Me
wide
too.
open, like whoop. And I loved the, like, I don't know, the guy who figured out So that is something. Okay, so let me finish that thought. The guy who figured out that she was the girlfriend of the police officer,
Yes.
that was crazy.
Through
So
an IT address or a little IT address on the
IP
computer.
address.
IT.
Yes. So I didn't understand. Was it all just a coincidence that she was the girlfriend?
Yes.
Because I was kind of waiting for that to circle back, like he had something to do with it or he was aware of it.
It was a
I don't know it.
coincidence, and he
That's
had no clue.
insane. That's
I know.
insane.
That is God. That's God out there just
Right,
lining it up
right.
to, for this woman to be found because, oh man.
Right, because I was just like, as soon as I heard that, like, of a police officer in the Pottawatomie County, I was like, oh, dang, it's bigger than I thought it was. That's crazy
Yeah.
that that was just a coincidence.
Yeah, it was just a coincidence. And he didn't even know. He was like, well, my girlfriend Liz that started staying with me uses my Wi-Fi. Like he had no idea.
And that's pretty ballsy too, to like be dealing with a police officer and you out here murdering people. You
Well, I
know
don't
what I
think he
mean?
was a police officer. I think he worked in IT for the police department. Like he was a tech guy.
Oh,
Yeah. He
but
was a tech guy.
still.
Yeah, but he had no idea. Like he was
Yeah.
probably
But
just
I mean,
thinking
like
it was him.
for her, I
Yeah.
think that, like, even if he just, was a maintenance worker at the police department, I wouldn't want any ties to that whatsoever because I'm out here doing all the bad stuff.
Right. And well, and now like in hindsight, looking into the, the research stuff and all the stuff I'm seeing that's coming out about her now, if you killed your baby that many years ago and got away with it, you think you are invincible.
Invincible. Yep, you're right. Word.
So I think everyone should follow that. That's a good
Yes.
one.
Yes, it
Watch
is
it.
good. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, me either. Well, I had Am I the Asshole? But we're kind of short on time, so we can just wrap that up for the next time, unless you want me to
Well, let's
find
do,
it.
yeah, let's do a couple.
I'm trying
While
to find the one
you
I have.
find it, I found a couple post
Okay.
secrets.
Okay.
Okay. I dream of leaving my husband for my first husband. Did we do this one already? Because I had it for last
No.
time, but I couldn't remember if we got to it or not.
No, I don't recall this.
I dream of leaving my husband for my first husband.
Well, then why are you, did you leave your first husband?
Why? Right. That's how I feel. I feel like if you dream of leaving your first husband or leaving your new husband for your first husband, you should just go ahead and leave your current husband because
Right.
clearly you can't give him 100%, right?
Right.
Maybe her first
That's a weird
husband isn't
one.
even available. Excuse me. Yeah, it is weird, but poor second husband.
Poor guy. Weird.
Weird. All right. Are you ready or you want me
Is that
to?
your one, only one you had? Yeah, I have
I
this
do have
one.
another one, but you
Okay.
go.
All right. Girl.
Good
Am I
one.
the asshole for kicking my roommate out and tossing his stuff in the trash after finding out he messed with my food? Now, here's the backstory. Hold on. The backstory is so like,
Okay, because I thought you were about to say because he messed with my woman.
no, my food. But listen, though. I, a 24-year-old male, have shared an apartment with Andrew, a 25-year-old male, for a year. We found this place through some friends, and honestly, everything was pretty chill until this whole thing went down. My name is on the lease, and Andrew would just Venmo me his half of the rent. We never had a formal contract between us. We were having dinner with friends. We were drinking, chilling, having fun. One of our mutual friends made a joke about me being very tidy and Andrew being very chaotic in terms of our rooms, cleaning habits, and stuff like that. Our friend asked us if that was a usual problem for us. So, for some reason, Andrew decided to mention that whenever I get too annoying about cleaning the apartment or whatever, instead of fighting, he would go and spit on my food. Straight out spitting on my food when we were all laughing. Oh, wait. Yeah, he would go spit on my food, straight out spitting on my food while we were all laughing it off. Then Andrew went to the kitchen and demonstrated how easy it was to take my prep meals for the week out, open it up, and spit on it. He did it right there in front of us. We were still laughing in type of a what the fuck kind of way. After our friends left, Andrew tries to play it off, asking if I'm okay with what he admitted and apologizes for it. But I could sense he was dead serious. We ended up in a heated argument and I was furious. I told him he needed to find another place to stay, and he stormed off to his room, slamming the door. The next morning, he heads off to the gym. In the meantime, he sends a long apology text. I didn't respond right away, so he loses his cool again and says he doesn't regret spitting in my food and cracks a disgusting joke about messing with my food, suggesting I avoid eating my ice cream because it's flavored now.
Oh,
Just
no.
the thought of it made my stomach turn, so I wasted no time. While he was out, I gathered his belongings, threw them in the trash. Some of my friends think I went too far by throwing away his stuff, but I felt like it was my only option. I couldn't bear the idea of having him around after that.
I
That took a turn
mean,
from, like, I thought it
yes.
was going to be like they were eating my food that they didn't pay for, and I started reading.
Right.
Like, that's insane.
That is insane, and he needed to go because who does that? No, I wouldn't put out somebody's stuff, like throw somebody else's stuff away, just because I know that that can come back on me. Like they can sue me for that, and probably win or whatever. But he would definitely have to go. Like, is he the asshole? No. Is it something that I would do? No. But hey, you got to go. But I know, like, because I watch all of the Judge Mathis and Marilyn Million, like, you got to give people enough time to leave and all that. Even though he's not on the lease, it's considered a month to month because that's what Judge Marilyn Million told me. That's what she taught me. So if there's no contract or lease, then it's a month to month lease. So he has to give him time to move out. But I'm not mad at him for doing it. But sorry. But, yeah, that's crazy.
I say that he's lucky that he only threw his shit away because you spit at my food, I'm lighting
I
everything you
know.
own on fire.
Girl, that's a
That
special
is
kind of crazy.
disgusting. That
It
is so
is.
disgusting.
It is.
I
It
burned the whole
is.
house down. I'm gonna call Liz. Come burn this house down, bitch.
Yes. Oh, that's
Yep.
terrible.
It's gross. So there's a way to end your Valentine's Day. May the one you love never
Valentine's Day.
on your food.
All right. Gross. All right, friend. Well, yeah, we can just wrap it up since it's Valentine's Day. Sending you so much love and smooches.
Ugh, vomit.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.
Have a
Bye.
dreamy day.
Thank you for hanging with us this week. Miss us already? Join our Facebook group to keep up with us before our next cocktail hour. Don't forget to subscribe and tell your friends so you never miss an episode. All of our info is in the show notes. Please rate, review, and subscribe so new friends will find us too. Talk soon.